This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. So as the weather warms up, we're outside gardening or doing yard work. There are so many opportunities for skin issues, right? And for me, it's always a mystery to know what's going to irritate my skin, but I'm definitely out there itching and scratching. But the good news is Active Skin Repair always seems to save the day. Active Skin Repair can be used to treat a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, making it suitable for use on all skin types, all parts of the body, and even on rosacea, eczema, and acne-prone skin. Here's what I want you to do. Visit activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use code JOYFUL. Again, that's www.activeskinrepair.com. Find out more about the product and get 20% off your order when you use the code JOYFUL. Hello, welcome back. Welcome to the Joyful Courage Podcast, a place for inspiration and transformation as we work to keep it together while parenting our tweens and teens. This is real work, people. And when we can focus on our own growth and nurturing the connection with our kids, we can move through the turbulence in a way that allows for relationships to remain intact. My name's Casey O'Rourke. I am your fearless host. I'm a positive discipline trainer, space holder, coach, and the adolescent lead at Sproutable. Also, mama to a 20-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. I am walking right beside you on the path of raising our kids with positive discipline and conscious parenting. This show is meant to be a resource to you, and I work really hard to keep it really real, transparent, and authentic so that you feel seen and supported. Today is a solo show, and I'm confident that what I share will be useful to you. Please don't forget, sharing truly is caring. If you love today's show, please, please pass the link around, snap a screenshot, post it on your socials, or text it to your friends. Together, we can make an even bigger impact on families around the globe. If you're feeling extra special, you can rate and review us over in Apple Podcasts. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Hi. Welcome to this week's solo show. However, it's not going to be solo. It's the opposite of solo. It's a duo. I am recording right now from El Cerrito, California, from my dear friend and your friend and podcast guest galore, Julieta Skoog's childhood home.
Well, technically not my childhood home. They moved here when I was in college. I keep meaning to correct you about that, but it just seems like a minor detail that I didn't want to recorrect.
Well, your childhood hood.
This is my hood, for sure. This is my, yeah, I grew up just down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason that we're here right now is because we just spent the weekend in Pacific Grove at a space called Asilomar Conference Grounds, leading our first ever retreat. I mean,
it was epic. It was so epic. Yeah. It exceeded expectations. It was beautiful. I just couldn't have asked for anything more. And to do it with you was what made the magic.
Yes. And so the idea is we're going to tell you about the retreat while also highlighting the depth of important experiences that allow us to get to know ourselves better and be in communion and community with each other. How important that is on this parenting journey, because we saw it in action. So will you start us off? Like, will you talk about how excited we were and like what our vision that we had all those, for many years we've been talking about this.
Yes. I mean, I think part of our practice, why it's so helpful to parents, is the experiential aspect of our work. And especially pre-COVID, a lot of the classes and the workshops that we were leading were in person. And for myself, having been trained in group therapy, you know, the power of just a group itself, and then also being a participant as a retreat, like, lover.
Oh yeah, we love a good retreat.
Do yoga retreats every year with my bestie, and the transformation that can happen and the power of the group, right? So you and I had always had that in our back pocket as a next level, right? So we would lead these groups, we would lead these workshops and classes, and then we evolved into the Zoom space. But I think there's something about this retreat space that was a totally different part to that. So you and I have been talking about this for years, and to finally have our memberships, our core group of people that we could say, we're ready to launch. And then our merger, of course, over the last couple of years, our deep friendship and love for facilitating together. Mm-hmm. And this year we were like, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so we did.
Yeah. And you heard about it. There were ads on the podcast. We've been posting about it on social media and in our newsletter. So we know that this was happening. And I think for me, I just love being with people. I get so full in the experience, the collective experience and the collective energy of a circle of people who are all saying yes and showing up and willing. I think something that's really special about the two of us is our authenticity is such an invitation, and our willingness to be exposed and to be vulnerable creates an invitation and a safety for people. And we definitely experienced that this weekend. And when I thought about what I was hoping we would create, what was really important to me, and as you all know, yes to the parenting tools, yes to the parenting strategies, and then yes to the learning and the practice of what do I need to do on the daily so that when I lean into these tools, when the shit's hitting the fan, it's useful and I'm showing up authentically inside of my encouragement, inside of my curiosity, inside of my firmness, right? And so I really was excited for us as we were planning the retreat to think about all these different little practices that we popped in and guided our people through that they could take and then integrate.
Right. So it wasn't just like, let's peace out for a weekend and disconnect.
Right.
It was actually a reconnect, you know, reconnect to the soul in a way to come back more equipped, I think, like actually with, you know, those extra tools. And I keep coming back to like bone marrow, like we just like got into the bones of it. And the day-to-day isolation that parenting can bring naturally, like it's just part of that journey. And so to be in community and be reminded of the collective experience, the collective for this group motherhood, parenthood space with different ages of kids was also super powerful. And I think the piece too, you know, there's things that we can do, like you said, on the daily, like just to be reminded of those parts. You have to create space. Mm-hmm. There's got to be that space for it. And so that's the other piece that I think you and I were really intentional about is what is that space, how safe that space is going to be, the group itself, creating that space internally and physically.
Yeah. And I feel like either this came up in the circle or just in you and I's conversation. You know, you and I are in different stages of motherhood and parenting as Ian gets ready to launch and I'm just living my best life as a...
And I have a first grader.
Yeah, exactly. And you have three kids all at home and we have, you know, a shared common commitment and intention around making the time, right? And you guys are freaking busy, man. You are on the go, right? And I am on the go in my own way, but it's that, how do you make it work?
We are so overscheduled. It's ridiculous. I mean, it is Excel spreadsheet, ridiculous. Yeah. And it's only ridiculous because you times it by five. You know, if you really look at each person, it doesn't seem like so much. And of course, she's like, I want to do hockey. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there are these parts and we are a really active bunch. So it just gets, like I said, it just gets times five. But I think how we make it work is we have a steady pulse and we have a steady pause on what is the pulse, like, right? We're in our family meetings once a week, my partner and I sitting down with the Excel spreadsheet every week looking at the calendar.
Literally, you have an Excel spreadsheet.
Literally, but only because John loves Excel spreadsheets. And so he put it into that. Now we have, like a whole calendar system. But I mean, that's the part of positive discipline that I love, that it's always solution focused. We're looking at iterations of our routines and our rhythm
And so we recognize when we're off. We recognize when we're out of the rhythm and it's no blame. It's just like, oh, okay, we're off. And so let's bring it back. What's the solution? How do we level up? What's our next agreement around screens? What's our next agreement about the routine? What is our, you know, what are contributions looking like? Where am I feeling resentful, depleted, not fair, you know, or just where am I just feeling, yeah, like that, you know, and then maybe it's, we're doing too much. And so there's nothing we can do about that now, but next decision point, we're going to make a different decision.
Hey, everybody. Listen, I'm so excited to give you an update on Songfinch. Songfinch delivers. I shared last month that I was going to have them create an original song for Ian, my graduating senior. Well, the song is done, and the process of co-creating it with the artist on Songfinch was so cool. I got to provide details and ideas, and then the musician of my choice wrote up the lyrics, put it to the music that I picked, and the results are so cool. I can't wait to surprise Ian with it. I will be sure to record it and share it with all of you. Songfinch is an innovative service that lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever. After moving through their process, you get the final results in 4 to 7 days. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care. Start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. Go to songfinch.com/joyful and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/joyful. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/joyful.
Hi there, I'm Andrea Owen, self-help author with 19 translations of my books, global keynote speaker, and life coach. My podcast, Make Some Noise, has been serving up self-help in a simple-to-digest way for the last decade. The topics brought in each episode are practical and easy to implement around topics such as working through fears that keep you stuck, different modalities of therapy, managing your negative self-talk, and more. We bring you guest experts, solo episodes, and I even coach listeners on the air around relatable struggles. I also do my best to weave my sense of humor into some heavy topics because, let's face it, life can be pretty hard, and it's so much better when we can have some fun while walking through our challenges. Whether you're seasoned in personal development or just starting out, Make Some Noise podcast will help you become the best version of yourself, the person you're proud of when you look in the mirror and show up in your life. Simply search Make Some Noise with Andrea Owen wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I think that's so important right there. Next decision point. Like, okay, we've said yes to this thing, and now we know this extra thing, when these other things are happening, it's too much. We have to set a boundary. And something you were talking about when you said, like, I'm thinking about the spreadsheet and the structure of family meetings, the structure of having routines. I think about that phrase, freedom within structure. Like, when we know that these pieces are in place, then there's, like, it's kind of counterintuitive, but there's actually spaciousness that can be created.
And even, I mean, most recently, my tween, my sixth grader.
Is she a tween? Is she 12 or 13?
She just turned 12.
Oh, she's a total tween.
She's so cute. So dreamy. And she's got real screen time issues, you know? And so
Julietta is a human, turns out.
Oh, for sure.
And as are her family.
And also, she's our, like I said, she's our party monkey. We stay up late with her. And she's so fun. And so, you know, when it's like, okay, we've gotten off track here. And then she's like, but I want more, you know. And we're able to just come back to, like you said, the freedom within the structure is like, awesome. What's our structure? Let's put pause. Come back to us with your new first draft of your agreement. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to meet you where you're at. And also, privilege comes with responsibility. So what's the responsibility going to look like to match that level of privilege? And also, I get it. I love to watch TV too. Yeah, all those
And
places.
Sometimes there's a not yet.
That's right. And also there's a part of like, let's zoom out altogether and notice your feeling. How are you able to create those boundaries for yourself too? I'm feeling like there's so much going on. I'm wanting to check out and what's really going on beneath your own iceberg.
Yeah.
Of wanting to check out even more and plug in. You know, I think there's some kids who intuitively are able to regulate the amount of time with friends. Mm-hmm. You know, they can feel out I'm the introvert, like the kind of that tipping point of introversion where it's mm-hmm. like, I'm good. I need my own time. Mm-hmm. And there's other kids that just blow it out of the water until yeah. they're so out. It's just, right? Yeah. That's party monkey time. Yeah. It's just like fun until like, oh my gosh, now I really need to be. So it's also navigating that part yeah. for as a tween of saying, you know, what's really going on? What are some other things that this has actually given us an opportunity to check out for yourself?
And my head is spinning right now. I love, you know, we talk so much about the iceberg, you guys, listeners, right? I'm bringing up the iceberg all the time. We're all curious what's going on under the iceberg. And what I just heard you say that I love is like they get to check in on their own iceberg, right? We use the iceberg metaphor as something that we are observing in them, but we have icebergs, you and I. And I think probably that's like the work of growing in our self-awareness, right? And being curious about, oh, I feel like being super ragey and going off or whatever your, you know, whatever your favorite way to lose your mind is. And that is that indicator. And I feel like we talked about that this weekend in the context of responsibility and being response-able, right? And that willingness to recognize, oh, my body's really hot and I kind of want to rip my kid's face off or my husband's face off or whatever. I mean, I had that last night. I'm going to tell this story. So last night, we're at this retreat all weekend. It's so dreamy. I'm feeling really good about myself all weekend, like literally. We played with soul navigation cards and my card was inspired. And I was like, you know what, you guys? I inspire myself. Like I am so inspired by myself. And I really owned that, felt good about that. You know, and then we have this great leisurely Sunday and debrief, Julietta and I. And then I'm like, okay, it's 9:30. I'm going to check in with my fam. And I call my husband and my 18-year-old answers. And I can hear that he's in my husband's truck by the sound. And I'm like, oh, what are you guys doing? And he was like, oh, Dad and I are just driving to the casino. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, being response-able. I was a little less response-able than I could have been, but I realized very quickly like, oh, wow, I am having a full body. I can't believe what the hell, what are you doing? There's so many things I want to say to my husband, you know, and I realized I need to just get off the phone. I need to get off the phone. I need to regulate myself. Julietta came in. Supported me.
One thing that I heard you say over and over again on that phone call was you just kept coming back to, I love you. I love you. And I'm going to get off the phone now. I love you. And then you would stay on. There would be some more. But I love it. You keep coming back to, I love you. Yeah. I love you. And I'm going to get off the phone.
Now. I love you. And you're killing me right now, basically. Right. And that's the thing, right? I did not see that coming. I was so shocked that that was the evening event. And not even the evening event. Like it was, you guys, it was 9:30. And Ian was like, oh, I got a late start tomorrow, so we got time. And Dad wanted to teach me how to play blackjack. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the podcast. But he is 18, everyone. So it's all, you know, on the up and up legally. But still, oh my God, we're going to have a conversation when I get home. Or maybe not. Maybe I can let that go. Because what was happening was Ben and Ian, and Ben's going to have a really hard time when Ian goes to college. They are so tight. And they were having this really special experience. And I'm looking at Julietta right now and she's like, yeah, Case, listen to yourself. It is the truth. It is the truth. But to be able to be with that or something else really requires us to have like the daily practice of tending to ourselves so that we can notice like, woo, I want to go off right now. I could go off right now. I don't actually want to go off right now.
Well, and the what's in our body. I mean, that was one thing that we really got to play with all together in person is what's in.
Speak of the devil, Ian just texted me. He must know that we're talking about him.
But the piece around just recognizing in their body and then having that space before the reactivity, you know? And so I think the places like just like I'm talking about my tween, you know, just on the daily when those things come up that we're not like, what? I'm catching her on it underneath the covers. It's like, oh, what's happening here? What's this? Where do we go back to? And I think there's some fluency that is required. And so it's sort of like if you haven't gone to the land, you know, whatever language that you're speaking, if you haven't gone there, I was gonna about to say Canada. And then I'm like, oh, wait, actually,
they didn't go to Canada.
So
they might have gone to Canada. Who knows where they went last night, you guys?
You know, you've got to like be immersed. And so I think that's also what that retreat experience helps us do is it actually strengthens the fluency of that language and the language of being together. One of the things that we talked about this weekend is the power of language without words.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Just
more.
This idea of the communication that so much is being communicated to us without words and what we communicate without words and the power of deep listening. That when we can actually pay attention to signals, I mean, it's relationship stuff, you know, and also that there's messages coming up for us. I mean, I think it's just that dropping in that presence, that being able to feel safe enough with yourself to be able to be vulnerable, available, present with the other person.
Yeah.
So whether they're a little or whether they're a high schooler or whether they're your parenting partner too.
Yeah.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
So what of all the practices that we facilitated and that, you know, we've said this now multiple times, but what I think is our superpower is being both guide and participant and really being in our own work as we also are the facilitators and are the mentors. And I think that keeps it really real and really authentic. So what were a couple of your favorite experiences that you had for you? Because we both had some pretty awesome, like, oh, experiences personally in the practices that we did. What's one that you want to share?
Well, I'll do two. I mean, one was having that movement, the really feeling we walked with fear. We walked with worry. We had some embodiment around a challenge that's coming up for us as parents. I loved that. It just reminded me, you know, it reminded me that I'm here. I've always been here. So come back to that truth, come back to that confidence. It really allowed me to grow those roots a little deeper in my embodiment of, I know you talk about this on the podcast, that confident authority, you know, that place of really deep, like Mother Earth deep, you know, like mother, parent, I got this confidence. It really got me into my body with that. And then the other practice with the soul cards was just so fun. It was just so fun. I totally loved the permission to have the neutral interpretations, to have the guide with the beautiful visuals and the inspiration, and to use it as a tool for me to remove the obstacle that I had come in with intention for, and just to feel by the end, deep hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a whole, I think I said Obama-sized hope. I mean, it was just awesome. I loved that.
Yeah, and for those of you that follow me on Instagram, every once in a while, I will post these cards that I use in my morning practice, and they're called soul navigation cards. I will put a link in the show notes to the gal that creates them, and she has some resources there, so I will dial you in the show notes. That was one of our gifts to our people this weekend, is everybody got their own deck. And as I shared how I use the cards, I guided everybody through the process of, you know, creating their own spread. And everybody had a different spread. And they're just words, right? They're just different words. And what I love about a practice using cards like this, it's just an invitation. Like, what if I could look at right here, right now from hope? Like, what does this look like if I put on my hope glasses? What does this look like if I put on my courage glasses? What does this look like if I put on my letting go glasses or my joy glasses? Or trust came up, integration came up. There were so many juicy words, and the gals got to journal about it and then pair share about it. Then we shared out, and it was profound. And it doesn't take that much to look through a different lens. And it doesn't mean you have to look through a different lens and then that becomes your truth. It's just like, hey, play with it. Like, maybe you could look at this through the lens of, you know, strength or even entanglement. That's one of the cards. Or agitation. I love the agitation card. And it's like, oh yeah, agitation is actually how the clothes get clean, everyone. Without the agitation, the clothes don't get clean. And like, what does that look like in the context of an unruly teen or tween or even a six-year-old? Mm-hmm. A little agitation cleans everybody out, right? Yeah, the soul navigation cards and the movement, I loved that too. And I really appreciate getting ever better at recognizing how different emotional experiences feel in my body versus just being in reactive mode. When we can recognize that tightness for some of us, or that like desire to like curl up into a ball and, you know, turn away, when we can notice that that's happening, that's the first step towards like, okay, and how do I want to intentionally show up? Is this who I want to be? Do I want to be curled up in a ball and ignoring the hard things? Or do I need to find my confident authority? And where is the stepping stone towards that? So I loved the embodiment too.
And the collective nervous system healing that we bring back to our family, that we have with our family around that part too, just that integration of the mind body. And I will say too, with the backdrop for me personally of the ocean, that it was in my happy place. I mean, there was such power there that was really healing and restorative. And like you said, it didn't take long. It was less than 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 36 hours of retreating with our people.
And so that idea that like, wow, look at that transformation over that time. You know, how can we then pull a thread of that, pull a chapter, take a little drop home and use that on the daily, on the monthly, that can resource us. So people walked away with that.
People walked away with so much. I mean, the group chat is still blowing up. And I love it. I love it.
I know. I miss them already. I just, yes. Yeah. So dreamy.
So dreamy. And here's the good news, you guys, listeners. Save the date. Mm-hmm. Next May, the weekend before Mother's Day here in the States. So the first weekend of May, we're doing it again.
Second annual.
And, you know, details to come. Details to come. So if you're not on my email list, go to besproutable.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see how to join the email list and you will be kept up to date. Oh, and I wanted to actually dedicate this whole podcast to our gals. So Nancy, Carla, Ida, Dariella, Bonnie, Erin, Cedra, Jen, Kim, and Jill.
Rock stars.
We are so in love with all of you. It was so lovely to watch you fall in love with each other. Something that Kim said in her testimonial was the words that came to her about the weekend that she had was Holy Communion. I mean, like, makes me.
To me, that's spiritual nourishment.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Spiritual nourishment. And that is what we did. And that's what we invite you to do on your own. Find your own tools and your own, like, regular practice. If it's not daily, make it weekly. Make the time. Get a spreadsheet if you need to. John's available for support. But make it happen. And if you're like, I don't know how to make it happen, reach out to us. Reach out to us because we will support you. We will help you. We're good at it. Yeah, that's our show. I love you so much.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And we love you, listeners. Thank you so much for hanging with us today. And I'll be back on Monday with an interview. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Thank you so much to my Sproutable partners, Julietta and Alana, as well as Danielle and Chris Mann and the team at Podshaper for all the support with getting this show out there and helping it to sound so good. Check out our offers for parents with kids of all ages and sign up for our newsletter to stay better connected at besproutable.com. Tune back in on Monday for a brand new interview, and I will be back solo with you next Thursday. Have a great day.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.